the character that we showed, obviously, in this game was top draw, and that's the start of it. You know, we've got to learn from it, you know, enjoy it, because this is a fantastic football club, and these will get promoted. I'm so sure that these will get promoted this year. Chris has done a fantastic job, and they've got some very, very good players here. So to come here and play like we did second half, I'm very proud of them. And I've got to give them a lot of praise, every single one of them. You know, and even the subs that come on, they put a shift in. And like I said before, this is a squad, you know, this is a squad that everyone will have a part in until the end of the season. But we just don't want to rest on our laurels. You know, this is a good result for us. But we've got a really big game now on Tuesday. We've got two home games now, so we've got to regroup. They're in tomorrow. But we've got to come to places like this. And I thought the second half, we played really well. GPS stats are gone through the roof. I think that's the most they've run this season. But that's what you got to do. You know, I've said before, it's running around is not a gift. You know, it should be a given. We have got some gifted players here, and I thought, obviously, the two goals, I think we thoroughly deserved something from the game, just through effort. And we were defending, obviously. You know, we're not going to come here and start and playing out from the back and everything else, because, you know, this is a very difficult place, and they've got a good team here, or squad, I should say. But, you know, we defended really well. Cody from the front, I thought Cody worked his socks off, and we had a little bit of luck as well. We had a little bit of luck where a couple of goals were offside, which I couldn't really see if they're offside or not, but the flag went up. But overall, it's a very good result.
Picked up a few knocks in the game, but I guess it was going to be one of those sort of matches, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously, Hurdy, he wasn't feeling too great at half time. He said he had wasn't seeing too well, a little bit unbalanced, like. Yeah. So we've just got to see what it's like tomorrow. I think more than anything else, it's more bumps and bruises. I don't think there's nothing wrong. I think they just need a bit of loving. You know what they're like, these footballers.
Says you're right with the shoulder, was it? Or?
Yeah, exactly right. I think, he would be fine. He was fine. And he's just, he's been off all last week, you know, and he put a great shift in for me, obviously, today. And that was all it was. It was nothing to do with injury.
You made some calls before the game, didn't you? Were your team line up? No Konchesky today. It wasn't an injury, was it? Just a selection?
Just a selection, yeah. Just a selection. He's done nothing wrong. Just, I thought Deji, will give us a bit more power and obviously pace, and Paul's done nothing wrong. He's been a top pro, and I just, through respect, I didn't want him to just sit on the bench here. Yeah. So, because I respect him a lot, but like I say, we're all in tomorrow. We'll gather our thoughts and everything else, and obviously have a safe journey home tonight.
And you mentioned Cody as well, his effort. You always get that with Cody, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Project,
yeah, he does. That was all it was. It was just a selection. I put Cody in instead of Jet, and that was it, really.
Win on Tuesday, put the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so let's enjoy this one first. I know it wasn't a win, but it was a win for us, really. Obviously, it's only the second game here, so we've got to look upon it, be very positive. But it's a massive game for us Tuesday, and let's hope, that, like I said before, we want Priestfield rocking and rolling. And I'm really looking forward to the homecoming.
Exactly, it's your first one back in the home dugout, isn't it?
Yeah, that is, and it'll be a bit emotional, to be fair to me. I love the place, and obviously I've got that rapport with the fans, but like I said before, that was then, this is now, and if I do rubbish as a manager, they're not going to love me too long, are they? Yeah. So
has it felt a bit like a long time coming, this home game?
It's been a long time. It has, but obviously my family live in Gillingham and friends, and so I'll only be happy if we win the game. Yeah.